Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go to the NFL, talk with a friend of the show, former Seahawk KJ Wright on Twitter at KJ_Wright34. Go give him a follow. He's in the media world of ours now, and we love having him back on the program. KJ, good morning to you, man. I want to start with something that happened in the NBA last night, and I'm curious if anything similar has ever taken place. So after the Grizzlies and the Mavs were playing, and Dylan Brooks tried to exchange jerseys with Kyrie Irving, and Kyrie Irving was basically like, "Nah, man, I'm good. I don't have any use for your jersey."
But he gave Dylan his jersey.
Yeah, he gave Dylan his jersey. So Dylan has the Kyrie jersey. He just said, I don't really have any use for a Dylan Brooks jersey. Was there ever a game, because that's a thing in the NFL where you guys swap jerseys, did anybody ever try and give you a jersey and you just looked at him like, "Dude, I don't want this"?
That has never happened. And what happened to Dylan Brooks was hilarious. It is embarrassing. And he deserved that. The guy's a jerk. Like, you go around just poking the bear all the time. You think I want your jersey? Absolutely not. So I'm glad he looked like a clown last night.
Can I ask you the protocol here from a pro athlete standpoint? We just assume this always happens as soon as the game's done. Did you ever talk with somebody pregame at midfield, behind in the, you know, the locker room area, and say, "Hey, I'd love to trade jerseys with you"? And who was the coolest jersey you swapped with ever in your career?
I did do that. It was maybe my last year in the NFL, and I went up to Larry Fitzgerald around the second or third quarter. I was like, "Hey, man, I know this is probably your last year. Can I please get your jersey?" I felt like Larry Fitzgerald, competing against him all those years. Mm-hmm. I feel like he was my teammate when we competed all the time. Just a cool dude, a freaking legend, someone that I always admired on and off the field. And so I literally asked for his jersey in the middle of the game, and we definitely swapped afterwards. And that's one of my favorite jerseys that I have.
Well, Belichick, KJ, Belichick famously, we just heard a story from Kirby Smart that Belichick evaluates guys at the draft, and he bases how good they are on the defensive line by how wide their ass is. Did you get tempted to ask for the Larry Fitz pants? Because he's got a pretty famous badonk, man.
I didn't go that far. I didn't go that far. I did notice over the years, but I didn't go that far in asking for his football pants.
Hey, we can all appreciate a good butt around here, right? That's what we're doing. Hey, so I saw you recently. You're endorsing the idea of a reunion in Seattle. You're obviously your former teammate, Bobby Wagner. He's on the market, considering where he's going to go next in his career. You think it makes sense for Seattle? Why is that?
I mean, when you look at our depth chart, literally, we have no linebackers right now. We signed Devin Bush, but after Devin Bush, the next guy is Nick Ballore, who I love. But Nick Ballore has played fullback his entire career. Mm-hmm. And we just look at our defense. When you look at our run game, it was horrendous last year. We couldn't stop a nosebleed to stop our life against the run. And Bobby is someone that is still playing at a very high level. Had over 130 tackles, mm-hmm. 6 sacks, 2 interceptions. He's familiar with the scheme. He's familiar with his teammates. Literally everyone in Seattle wants Bobby to come back. And so it's just a matter of John Snyder, Coach Carroll, do you want to make this happen? Do you see the value in Bobby coming back to this football team? And so it makes complete sense in my eyes. And if they want to compete like they say they want to, it makes all the sense in the world to bring Bobby back.
They've made a lot of moves that we've talked about on our show. Like, we really liked the Geno contract. That feels like it works out for both sides. He gets paid, and they get a pretty reasonable deal for a starting quarterback who had great numbers. There's a lot of mock drafts. It's mock draft time, and I don't know where you reside on mock drafts, if you hate them, if you kind of like them, just to see what people are saying. But there's a mock draft out there. There's a couple of them that think the Seahawks are going to draft Anthony Richardson. And there was a story out a few years back that John Schneider loved Mahomes and Josh Allen. He likes these big body, big arm guys, and he kind of wanted to go for him. He didn't get it. Does a Richardson meet the criteria, the type that you think John Schneider is interested in? What would you think about them maybe taking one of their top picks, the fifth pick in the draft, and drafting an Anthony Richardson?
I'm very intrigued by that young man, and he earned himself a lot of money at the combine, just 4.4 speed, cannon for an arm, a guy that can be mobile and agile. You got to take a serious look at him. I mean, look at Geno Smith going into his 11th season. It's really a one-year contract on paper that Seahawks can get out after this year. And so you want to, if you see that guy at number five, the future of the franchise, someone that could take your team to a new level, you could build around this guy. I mean, I believe the sky's the limit if you bring Anthony Richards to this football team. And he could still be productive as a rookie. You get him down there in the red zone, get some creative run plays with him, some fly sweeps to Tyler, and just find creative ways to get the football in his hands. I do believe that this could be a very fun and exciting offense. And so I love the pick, and I would not be surprised if John Schneider makes that happen.
Well, that would be big news up there in Seattle. KJ Wright is our guest, former Seahawk, longtime NFL player on Twitter, at KJ_Wright34. Go give him a follow. Speaking of mobile quarterbacks, I did want to get your thoughts on the Lamar Jackson situation. I mean, as a former player, I know you guys all advocate and fight for, you know, guaranteed contracts has always been the biggest hurdle and the biggest mountain that you want to climb, and it seems like he is demanding certain things. Who knows what to firmly believe about what has been offered or what he's asking for. But I find it to be strangely odd that you have a former MVP, a guy who's won a playoff game. I think he's, what, 25, 26 somewhere years old in the prime of his career. He's seemingly on the open market, and nobody's really fishing around it. I'm just, what have you made of that whole situation? And I don't know how many times you played against Lamar, but the kind of player that you think he is.
It's so bizarre to me to see how this thing is unfolding. I played against Lamar several times, and I kid you not, he is probably the top three most dynamic players that I've ever played against. The man is just quick as lightning. The man has a beautiful arm. The man is just fast. He's a leader. He's competitive. I mean, it just makes complete sense for a lot of these teams to say, hey, I want Lamar Jackson to be a part of our franchise. But the problem lies with the guaranteed money. And you saw that what happened with Deshaun Watson. You seen it with Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson say, hey, if these guys can get guaranteed dollars, fully guaranteed dollars, I want the same thing. But these teams are saying, hey, we just simply can't do that. With your injury history, with the history of this game, with playing the quarterback spot, it's guaranteed that some way, somehow, he may miss some games. And teams don't want to just put all that money in, when it comes to Lamar Jackson. So it's not that they don't want him. It's like, I cannot bring you to our team on a fully guaranteed contract. And so he's at a standstill. These teams, they're not budging. Lamar Jackson isn't budging. But right now it's looking like he's going to be a Baltimore Raven in the 2023 season.
KJ, I don't know your agent situation, but Lamar doesn't have an agent. It sounds like it's him, and it's his mom is like his manager. And so there are some people out there that think this has kind of been detrimental for him. I'm kind of just curious, if you had an agent while you were playing, how stressful is this stuff with an agent, let alone what you imagine this has got to be like to not have an agent and you're actually the one negotiating with the team?
I could not imagine representing myself. I mean, I just remember him telling me, they offered me what? They offered me $2 million for 4 years. Are you kidding me? And you just feel so disrespected. You just feel so unappreciated during this process. And you lose sleep over it. You lose sleep over just when they just go the back and forth, like, why do you not see what I see? And so I know it's hard. I know that it is emotional. I know that it is stressful. And I do believe that this is somehow getting in his way. And so, but he's not going to get an agent. This is the situation that we have at hand. And so I do know that when I was in that process, I just know that I personally needed an agent to just be that buffer between the general manager and myself.
Hey, KJ, does this stuff leak into the locker room in terms of, because there's dynamics of, you know, he seems like he's a very well-respected, liked guy in that franchise. Like, every time you see him, he's celebrating with everybody, offense, defense. Does this stuff, I know this is grown man business here, but when you see a team not choose to pay maybe their best overall player, does that kind of feed into the mindset of players on the team, or are you guys able to separate all that stuff?
It's a combination of both. I just remember when Cam Chancellor, one of my favorite guys of all time, he went through a contract dispute with the Seahawks, and he missed some games. And so we were looking at it like, man, can you guys just get this guy signed? He's literally the best player on defense, We see that he has earned a new contract. What's the big deal? And so, but at the same time, like, okay, Cam's not here. We have to process, like, okay, we got to move forward without our guy on this football field. And so this it is this dynamic in the locker room that carries, like, hey, you say you want to win championships. You say you want to take care of your guys. But when we're looking at it, our guy's unhappy, and he has earned a new payday. So it is frustrating, but as, at the end of the day, as NFL players, we got to separate business from when it is time to play football. You just got to go to work on Sundays.
Yeah, I imagine that early in your career is like a catch-22 where you're living out a dream, getting to realize, like, hey, I'm playing in the NFL. This is incredible. And then the business side of things hit you. Like, when did the business aspect of the NFL dawn on you? Was it the first time you hit, you know, your first contract? Like, how quickly did you realize that side of the game?
I realized it my eighth year. My 10th year in the NFL when the Seahawks drafted my replacement, Jordan Brooks. And
is that how you viewed that in the moment, KJ? Your replacement? Is that how you viewed it when you saw him make that pick?
Absolutely. Anytime a team takes a guy at your position in the first round, nothing but bad stuff is coming your way. You just you know something is about to happen. And I noticed I didn't notice, but they benched me during training camp. I didn't get my spot taken. I got my spot given to during training camp. And I was like, what the heck is this? And then you saw my 10th year. I had my best season, arguably, and that I had in Seattle. But still, like, hey, KJ, you played great. We love you. But we're going to go in a new direction. And so it is the unfortunate part of the business. That stuff does happen. It's just the nature of the game. When you get older, when you get expensive, they got to get younger and cheaper. And so I did. That's when it really hit me. Like, man, like, no matter what I did on the football field, at the end of the day, business is going to prevail.
Who was the Dylan Brooks in the NFL when you played?
Honestly, it's probably Trent Williams. Like, he's always talking smack, always trying to bully somebody, always doing extra stuff. Like, hey, bro. Like, I remember my last year in Seattle, like, I'm a grown man out here. Don't talk to me like I'm one of these rookies out here. But Trent Williams has no filter. I remember when he punched Richard Sherman in the face when we played him over there in the playoff game. And so the dude's a bully. He does not hold back. So I would give that title to Trent.
Well, but at least with Trent, he's the premier player at his position where it's like Dylan Brooks be like, yo, you were 4 of 18 tonight. Like, is there a different one than Trent Williams?
You put me on the spot. Who can I say? He's the first guy to come to mind when he's just trash talking, doesn't hold back. If you could throw some names out there, I would say yes. But right now, off the top of my head, it's Trent Williams.
I love it, man. That's great. Great stuff. KJ Wright, longtime Seahawk. He's getting into the media world. We loved having him on the show. Go give him a follow on Twitter, at KJ_Wright34. Good friend of the program. We always appreciate it, man. Hope you're doing well up there. And let's do this again soon.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Thank you, fellas.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.